Dave Moore on Today FM.
My next guest has been causing absolute havoc as the newest gladiator on the show Gladiators on the BBC. Saturday nights, just around 6 o'clock. That's just like the time to be watching it. She is called Cyclone. She is Irish. And she's joining me now. Cyclone, you have blasted onto screens and you are taking no prisoners.
Glad you think so. Always happy to hear that.
So your first event, I mean, I know Cyclone's not going to admit it, I think, but were there any nerves as you stood there on that raised podium?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. I went in knowing Duel was going to be an event that no one could knock me off of. So it was complete confidence in what I could do. So it was just about like executing it, having a bit of fun, letting them knock me around a bit just to give them a false sense of security. Give the people a show, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, definitely. That was the thing. I mean, as the commentary was going, no one has ever seen that in Duel before. You just let the first couple of people just give you a few digs and then you got stuck in.
Yeah, 100%. Because even when we were training and the gladiators were like hitting me, I was like, no one's going to hit me harder than the gladiators. So I was ready to take a punch to the face.
What do you think then it is about this particular event, this event Duel? What do you think it is about this event that you're so adapted for?
I think because given the nature of this show, it's very much like a David and Goliath type of battle. And because I'm genuinely so huge and so massive, it just works so well in my favor. And I did powerlifting for so long. So I'm so used to just like, I'm just planted when I'm standing somewhere.
Yeah.
So that definitely plays into my advantage.
Right, I suppose, yeah.
And I'm tall as well.
Well, the very first contestant that you dispatched who landed down off the podium decided that you should be called Psycho, not Cyclone. I mean, you were giving her the death stare.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Didn't like that comment too much. Actually, now thinking back, I understand where she's coming. Bit cheeky.
I'd say so. Now, you mentioned powerlifting as, you know, something that you've done and obviously stands you in good stead in events like this. But what about preparing for Gladiators itself? The fact that it's on TV, the fact that there's hair and makeup and costumes and all those other things, you know, like, was it very different to what you've competed in before?
Yes and no. As an athlete, I am used to just having to perform in front of people and perform to a high standard. So when it comes to nerves, even if I do get them, like, it's easy to sell them because I know, like, I'm just there to do a specific thing. And when you go onto the arena, it's just like game face on automatically. When it comes to the hair and makeup with powerlifting, you wouldn't think it. You do get that aspect of it. And I was someone who took that part seriously because I definitely believe in, if you look good, you'll do good. Do you know what I mean? So I always used to do my hair, wear a cool singlet. And so it's basically the same, just with a lot more tackling people to the floor, I would say.
Yeah, and huge amounts of cameras and all that kind of stuff as well. So no nerves at all from a TV point of view. That's amazing. But when you're in the room with the other gladiators, I mean, like, you're all projecting these unbelievable, strong personas. I mean, are you guys fighting over whose turn it is to get the cup of tea?
No, not at all. We're a unit. We're definitely a unit. Everyone does have their very individualistic characters, which I think helps because you don't feel like you're stepping on anyone else's toes because everyone is like, we have, you know, the good guys, like you have Steel, so smiley, just so down for anything. And then you have like the likes of Legend, who's borderline sassy and kind of, you know, full of himself, which he'd probably admit to. But everyone is their own character. So everyone has kind of their own space. So I don't think there's much conflict.
Gotcha. Well, the reaction online has been absolutely huge to your appearance. I mean, people are talking about loving your bad attitude, your aggression, giving Legend a run for his money on the mic is another comment that was in. And don't mess with Cyclone. I love her already. You must be delighted with that reaction so far.
Yeah, so delighted. I'm glad people are taking to the character because it's a bit tricky because some people have said she's a bit of a villain. And I don't really think so, you know, because I think when a female is a bit more outright and a bit more like dominating, people automatically think, oh, she's the bad guy. But that's not what Cyclone is. She's just very self-confident. She'll say it how it is and then she'll go for what she wants unapologetically. So that's Cyclone's thing, I would say.
I love the way you refer to Cyclone in the third person. You know, it's a role. It's a psyche you must get into to perform this way.
100%. She's such a character. I think girls alike can inspire too, because she's just super empowering. Just gets the job done.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the things I took away from it is I watched it with my twin girls who are 10 and they absolutely loved you. In fact, all the female gladiators and the female competitors as well. But they definitely loved Cyclone and the fact that, as you said, Cyclone's someone they can look at and go, Okay. Well, she's from Ireland. I'm from Ireland. I can be that.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad. I mean, it's nice seeing all the Irish people come out of the woodworks as well.
Yes. We're all here. We're all right behind you. Let's talk about your history. Obviously, you grew up in Wexford. I mean, how does someone from Wexford get to this situation where they find themselves on primetime Saturday evening television on BBC?
That's a good question. It's been a long journey. I think for me, it's just about like following your passions. That will always lead you to a good place. I've always been one to be open to opportunities. As I said, I did powerlifting, but I started off doing athletics. And then athletics, I went to rowing. I think I did basketball for like one session just to try it. And I was like, nope, that's not about me. And then a bit of dry rowing, and then got into like the powerlifting, the calisthenics. And I'm always open to opportunities. Like I'll never say no. I'll always try it. I think that's realistically what's led me here.
Yeah, I mean, and look, this thing, as always, looks like an overnight success where you come out of the woodwork straight away onto this and we're all like, oh, yeah, Cyclone. She just did nothing before that. But obviously, you've got a whole career behind you of putting the hours in, putting the work in and becoming the strong person you are right now.
1,000%. And that's the same with all the other gladiators. That's the same with anyone who's successful. It takes a lot of time. Like, people only see it when it's out and it's this big thing, but no one sees like the work you've put in, like the amount of training that you go through. All the passion you put in as well, like that's huge. It's you know, exhausting to give yourself completely to like your sport or whatever you're doing. And there's times where, you know, your work goes unrecognized, but I do believe like over time it will come to fruition if you just keep yourself dedicated.
Yeah. Well, when you were in growing up in Wexford, were the facilities good? Was the support good? Were the clubs good there that helped you try all these different sports and eventually settle on powerlifting?
I would say so, yeah. Like for a small place, because I'm from Enniscorthy in Wexford, which is even smaller.
Yeah.
There's not much when it comes to like, you know, physical aspects of places where you can go and do different things. But as time went on, it did get better. Like they built like a whole Olympic track there, I think when I was like in my teens. So that's when I did athletics, and there was a proper track where all of us could train. Because at the start, we were doing it in a field somewhere, just kind of running up hills and stuff. And then after a while, as like the demand got bigger, it was progressing, which is nice to see. And then as I grew in my sport, like I was able to travel to different places like Athlone to do my competitions, and then further into, you know, the UK to do other competitions, and then further out into the world to do all this other kind of stuff. But it does show the world is bigger than where you come from.
Absolutely it is. And if you're prepared to jump into it and give it everything, then this is what can happen. People might recognize your brother as well. Festy has lined out of Ireland on a number of occasions. This strength definitely runs in the family, right?
Oh, 1,000%. We have to credit our parents for that one.
They were the ones giving you these opportunities and this encouragement.
Yeah, for sure. They've always been supportive. As I said, Bessie's been doing soccer since the start, but I was doing a bunch of things. At one point, I was very much academic and that's where I wanted to go. And then I was like, maybe not. Let me try to do something else. And then it got into the sport thing and that's how it progressed. But they've always been behind us like 1,000%.
Amazing. Are there more Rebeceles on the way, or are we just looking with you and Festy for the moment?
No. Oh, no. Just the two of us. Gladiators or football players coming anytime soon.
Brilliant. Right. Listen, before I let you go, Cyclone, I've got a quick fire round of questions I ask all my guests on the show. So I'm going to throw them at you and see how you get on. Number one is, what is Cyclone currently obsessed with?
Oh, that's a good question. Sleep.
Really? Sleep?
That's where all the power comes from. Just hibernating, eating loads, going to sleep, rejuvenating. Like even between games, I'd be passed out behind the scenes.
The amount of professional athletes that I've spoken to who have given me that answer is just amazing. It is such an important part when you're working at that level.
100%. Like it's funny, when you're younger, you think sleeping is a punishment. You know, when you're sent to bed, and you're like kicking and screaming, you want to stay up. And now someone sent me to bed, I'd be so appreciative. I'd be like, yes.
Well, I'm the opposite of a professional athlete, and I would absolutely feel the same way about it, honest with you, Cyclone.
Like, all the other gladiators genuinely are like, how can you just fall asleep like that?
That's a brilliant trait to have, in fairness. Second question is, who is the most famous person in your phone? You're not allowed to say Festy.
Whoa. I think I will say, I'm going to say legend, but legend. That's going to get to me. I'm going to say legend.
Yeah, he'll hear that. He'll love that. Think back to 8 years old then in Enniscorthy when you're in second class. What was in your lunchbox?
What was in my lunchbox? That was ages ago. I'd say, you know what I used to love? The Fruit Loops.
Yes.
Love those. I don't think they do those anymore, but we used to go crazy for them. So those for sure.
Okay. And the final question I ask all my guests, and I know it's a little bit odd, but the reason I ask Cyclones because I don't, but I want to know, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Course I do. Of course I do. I've heard this debate though, and I think it's as someone who does like actually take the time to wash your legs, I'm like, how is it? Why would you skip your legs?
I just let gravity take care of it. There's all suds running the whole time. It's fine.
Gravity, that's so interesting. No, I definitely do wash my legs for sure.
Okay, well, we look forward to seeing you kick everyone's ass on Gladiators on BBC. You'll catch it on Saturday evenings. Do not miss it because Cyclone is going to cause some ructions in there. I can't wait to see what else happens. Cyclone, thank you so much for taking the time. Best luck with the rest of the series. And when it's all done and dusted, come on into the studio and have a chat.
I appreciate it so much, and I definitely will do.
Brilliant. Thanks a million.
See you. Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.